Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, April 27th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Verizon says it added tens of thousands of new wireless subscribers and reported lower churn during its new CEO's first full quarter. The mobile carrier gained a net 55,000 postpaid phone connections, a key industry metric that gauges new lucrative customers. That beat Wall Street expectations and marked the first time the company added net postpaid phone connections in the first quarter since 2013. It's an early win for its new CEO, Dan Schulman, who took the job with stated intentions to improve subscriber growth and cut costs, and has been among the most outspoken corporate executives about how AI might disrupt the workforce. A federal regulator is suing New York State in connection with its efforts to crack down on prediction markets. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is seeking a declaratory judgment that it has exclusive authority to regulate prediction markets. The move follows a recent lawsuit by the Empire State's Attorney General against cryptocurrency exchanges Coinbase and Gemini for allegedly violating gambling laws. Earlier this month, the commission filed similar lawsuits seeking to block state regulatory efforts by Arizona, Illinois, and Connecticut. In a joint statement, New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Attorney General Letitia James said they look forward to defending their enforcement of state gambling laws in court. And Elon Musk's trial against OpenAI is set to begin today, and Wedbush analysts say it could have broad implications for AI regulation. The trial revolves around allegations of the ChatGPT maker seeking profit while operating as a nonprofit. The suit could reshape the corporate governance structure of AI research and heighten the industry's competitive landscape as AI goes, quote, head-to-head with Musk's xAI, among other tech players. And that's your TNB Tech Minutes. Check back in the morning for another quick tech update.